It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight. You're on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We got the opening round of the Luplac Conference basketball tournament here tonight for the girls as Adams Central gets set to take on the Gibbon Buffaloes. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Two very similar basketball teams scoring off in this play-in ball game for this year's Luplac Conference tournament. Gibbon coming in, a record of 2 wins and 11 losses on the season. They have lost, actually, they're 2-16. They've lost 11 games in a row. Adams Central coming in, a record of 3 wins and 14 losses. They have lost 6 games in a row. The Patriots are a team that's averaging 35.2 points per ball game on offense. They were giving up 50.1 on the defensive end. The 2 wins for Adams Central as of late have been in the month of January, as the Patriots knocked off Loup City and in St. Paul in the same weekend, back-to-back nights. Earlier this season, they beat Gibbon back on December the 17th by the score of 47-34 in Gibbon. The Buffaloes come in a mark of 2 wins and 16 losses on the season. The Buffaloes have picked up wins over Loup City, 57-38, and they beat Silver Lake, 56-47, both before Christmas. Since then, they have not tasted a victory. They've lost 11 games in a row, including their last 2 games to Kearney Catholic and to Wood River, losing to the Stars 77-29 and losing to Wood River by a score of 52-38. Winner of this ball game will move on to play again tomorrow in the Luplac Conference Tournament. They'll take on the number 2 seed, the Ravenna Blue Jays. It'll be a 6:15 start tomorrow in Ravenna. There's also action going on tonight in St. Paul for the girls as Loup City is playing at St. Paul. Winner of that ball game will face the number 1 seeded team tomorrow in the first round of this tournament. That'll be a 7 o'clock ball game at Centura. The Centurions, the number 1 seed on the girls' side of things. Ravenna, the number 2 seed. Also tomorrow in the opening round officially, it'll be Kearney Catholic playing at home against Donovan Trumbull tomorrow, and Ord will be at home to take on Wood River. There's also action in the boys' competition tonight for the Luplac Conference Tournament. A couple of play-in games tonight. You've got Ord playing at Wood River. The winner will face top-seeded Ravenna tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And Gibbons boys are at home tonight as they take on Centura. The winner of that ball game will be here tomorrow night to face the Adams Central Patriots. So it's the 2012 High School Luplac Conference Tournament here for the rest of the week. Everything wrapping up on Saturday with the championship ball games being played up at St. Paul this year. The semifinals are going to be played Thursday night for the girls at St. Paul, and the boys' semifinals are going to be played on Friday in St. Paul. So a big week for the Luplac Conference basketball teams as they battle here for the 2011-2012 season. A very competitive game here, I think, in our opener between Gibbon and the Adams Central Patriots. We'll come back and chat with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker as the New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. As the Luplac Conference basketball tournament gets underway, Gibbon and Adams Central here tonight are the opening round girls ball game. As we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker and coach Gibbon, your opponents tonight, much like you guys, they're kind of struggling along this year.
Yeah, it is, and I've talked with Coach Rasmussen quite a bit, and we're kind of in a similar situation where we're not very big inside, so we don't have a solid inside game, and so then our guards face all the pressure trying to score and trying to take care of the ball, and that leads to some extra turnovers, and then you throw some injuries and things in there, and we've had kind of a similar season, and you know, just a real tough schedule in the Luplac this year, and there really hasn't been a lot of time to recover, and sometimes teams catch you when they're down and you get beat, and that doesn't help. And so, yeah, we are, you know, this is a second meeting of a probable 3. Well, we'll probably see them again in the district game at the end here in a couple of weeks. So two similar teams, and we'll see what happens tonight.
You guys have lost 6 games in a row, but you go back to back-to-back wins back there at Loup City and St. Paul on the 1 weekend. At that point, it looked like you might be able to turn the corner.
Yeah, we were doing some good things at that point, and then we run into some tough teams that were some really tough matchups with us as far as the height and the frustration kind of came around again, and the turnover bug kind of hit us really hard again, and then we had trouble scoring, and so we've kind of been in a little bit of a drought trying to score some points and finding out places where we can score points and some other injuries and sickness and things kind of mixed in there a little bit that kind of make you change some lineups and some different deals. And our girls have played hard. They've really played hard, worked hard all season, and it's just been times that it's been tough for us to score.
Yeah, two teams tonight are very similar as far as the offensive production, too. You guys are averaging 35 points per ball game. They are averaging 36, so you can continue to draw the parallels between these two teams.
Yeah, you can, and their points come from the guards just like ours do, and then you hope to get some from the inside when you can, and I hope that every time you do get those chances inside for putbacks or whatever, you can finish those, and anytime you can cause a turnover and maybe get a free layup or whatever, those are big points for you. They have some good shooters on the outside, and last time we were able to pressure them enough that they struggled from the outside and really got a lot of points from the free throw line and within 18 feet. So hopefully we can put pressure on them again and make them try and score another way.
What has been the problems with the offense? Just putting the ball in the hole?
Yeah, for the most part, we've had some good looks, and some of it comes from confidence and frustration, and some of it, playing against a bigger team, you just kind of rush some things a little bit, and I think that's all part of it. We play against pressure defense, and they take away your set shots, and you have to shoot off the drive and shoot off the dribble, and that's kind of been our weakness this year, just having the confidence that we have the ability to do that, and then get to the free throw and put some pressure on some teams. We've seen a lot of pressure defense, and it just makes it more difficult for you to score. You've got to have more one-on-one situations where players make plays, and we've just struggled with confidence to be able to do that.
What about defensively?
Defensively, we started off really well, and we've tried to change some things up here a little bit, playing some help defense, playing some pressure man-to-man, playing some zone, and so to try and confuse some people a little bit and make them work and think about what they're doing offensively. And it'll be big for us to play good pressure defense tonight, see if we can cause some turnovers.
Like I said, you got a few injuries. You got some people sick here tonight. What's the story?
Well, we've got another wrist injury from Lexington that is slowing down Sid Bernasek a little bit, and then just sickness is kind of going around everywhere right now, and you hope this isn't the time, that you want to get that when you get into tournament time, but you never can control that. I think the girls have been doing a good job trying to sleep and drink a lot of water and take care of those things, and then we have a couple of ACL injuries from earlier in the year that have hurt our rotations, and so, we just have played. We've played a lot of players all year, and some of them are just going to get some more minutes now.
This is the actual play-in game into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. It looks like it's tough as nails as usual.
Yeah, the tournament is. You have Kearney Catholic as the 3 seed, and that's a tough draw for the 6. And as far as the seeding goes, a team that we maybe match up with the best in those top 3 teams is probably Ravenna, just because they don't have a big 6-footer, that plays in the middle. And they just play good, solid, hard defense and still have good shooters like they always have. But that's a team that we can match up against a little bit easier if we can make it to that first round. And the other two are just really tough matchups for a lot of people because of their size and depth that they have, especially Kearney Catholic.
It seems obviously all it needs right now is maybe a win, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that would be great for our confidence. Our kids felt pretty good yesterday in practice, and they seem to have some good confidence today. And hopefully we can get out there. And you make a few baskets, and that can kind of get you going, help you play defense, and help you get up and down the floor a little bit. So that'll be big for us to get out and score.
You guys beat Gibbon earlier this season, 47-34. What about this team? What do we know about it?
Well, they're, like we've said, very similar to us. Their guards have a lot of pressure on them to handle the ball, to take shots, score points, and then their post players just kind of pick up what they can in the middle. They set a lot of screens and try to create some opportunities for their guards and then trying to score on some screen and roll situations. But majority of the pressure's on their guards, just like ours. And our post players have come along, and we've been working hard on some post stuff inside. Hopefully we can get the ball inside and maybe take advantage of the post play a little bit. That's one of the things we've really been working on, really trying to develop this year is some play inside. And it'd be nice, Carly come out and have a big game for us. And even Georgie and Jamie's been playing more minutes lately. So hopefully our post players can step up and create for us a little.
Gibbons' offensive threat, their leading scorer, Taylor Gobberson, talk about him.
Yeah, she is. A player that's 5'9", that can go in and post up if you've got a short guard on her. She also probably one of their more physical guards and guards or three or four player that'll drive from the outside off of a post screen, can throw it over top of a small guard on the screen and roll. So she's one of their better players and can score a lot of different ways. She can shoot the three and she can drive. You know, our players have to be smart when they go out and guard and have to close out well and defend the drive and then make sure we check her out because she'll hit the boards hard as well.
How do you get out here with a win tonight?
Well, we got to play good defense and keep them off the boards and make sure they don't get any of those easy putbacks and pressure the guards, make them struggle on the outside if we can. And then we've got to get turnovers and some easy baskets mixed in with our offense a little bit to create some up-tempo style a little bit and just a positive attitude so we can continue to score.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Adams Central High School as we get set for the play-in game here of the Lupline Conference Basketball Tournament tonight as the Gibbon Buffaloes are getting set to take on the Patriots of Adams Central in girls high school basketball. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on the Breeze. Starting lines for tonight's ball game for Adams Central. They're going to get Emily Boniface, a 5'4" junior. Cheyenne Gotch, a 5'5" senior. Also, Kaylee Rader, a 5'7" junior. Sydney Niemeyer, a 5'8" senior. And Carly Bostock, a 5'11" freshman, getting a start tonight. For head coach Tim Marker. The Gibbon Buffaloes will go with Emma Van Meter, a 5'6" sophomore. Taylor Gopperson, a 5'9" senior. Also, Melissa Baker, a 5'3" junior. Micah Stahl is a 5'6" junior. And Kate Baker, a 5'3" junior. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. Gibbon going to be dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the gray and the white. Adams Central dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our right. Gibbon and Adams Central, the winner will get the second seed here in the Lupline Conference Tournament, the Ravenna Blue Jays, tomorrow night. And Gibbon controls the opening tip. And Adams Central beat Gibbon earlier this season in a ball game played in Gibbon by the score of 47-34. That was back in the month of December. And Gibbon goes right to work inside at Gomberson with the ball. She's their leading scorer, averaging right at 9 points per ball game. Can't go up for the shot. Comes back out to Emma Van Meter. Adams Central matchup, man on man. They go inside. There's a shot taken there by Gomberson. No good. Long rebound comes out to Van Meter. Her shot's going to be an air ball. It's saved from going out of bounds, but it's out of bounds on the far sideline. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in here in backcourt. Come back offensively for the first time. Again, the Patriots, a team averaging 35 points per ball game on offense, and they throw the basketball away. Trying to take it down the right side of the lane. They throw it out of bounds. Emily Boniface can't connect there with the pass. Adams Central been averaging 25.3 turnovers per ball game. That's one of their problems this year. The second one is they haven't scored very much. 35 points per ball game is the scoring average for the Patriots here for this season. There's the ball out to Melissa Baker on the wing. She falls down with the ball. It's going to be picked up here. Picked up here by Emily Boniface. Now she loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Rader. Running back the other way is Gotch, and she throws the ball out of bounds right through the fingertips of Sydney Niemeyer. So Adams Central has had the ball twice. They've had two turnovers. Gibbon with a turnover here. We're still scoreless. We're a minute into the ball game. The play-in ball game of the Lupline Conference Tournament here tonight on the Breeze, bringing the ball up the near sideline is going to be Van Meter. Out to Melissa Baker, has the ball popped loose. She's going to be picked up now. Picked up by Boniface, the second turnover on Gibbon. Boniface comes back, and she's fouled in the play. Emily Boniface tipping the ball away and took it down the floor there for Adams Central, and she's fouled in a play by Melissa Baker of Gibbon. That's going to be her first team foul on the Buffaloes, and going to the free throw line will be Emily Boniface for AC. Fouled in the act of shooting. Her first shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Boniface, a 50% foul shooter coming in here. 4 out of 8 from the free throw line this season. She's averaging 2.7 points and 2.1 rebounds per ball game. Adams Central is a team hitting 45% of the free throw tosses. They hit a free throw here, and the Patriots are out on top with a score of 1-0 early in this ball game. Here comes Gibbon back with the basketball. Gobberson has got the ball. She comes out here between the rings now to a Kate Baker, who hands it away to Emma Van Meter. Van Meter brings it back to the right side to a Melissa Baker, still out here in three-point territory. Top of the key to Kate Baker. Baker goes on the high post to a Stall. Back out to Baker. Now on the right side, here's a long-range jumper. It's put up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Carly Bostock for Adams Central. Patriots come back the other way with a 1-0 lead. Down the right side of the lane, driving for the hole is Gotch, and she's fouling a play. Cheyenne Gotch fouling a play. She takes it right down the floor there for Adams Central. And now Gotch goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central. Still have a couple of shots. Gotch fouled in the act of shooting. Personal foul went on Kate Baker of Gibbon. That's going to be her first. And the free throw is up there. It's going to be no good by Gotch. Gotch, a 51% foul shooter in the season. He's 24 out of 47 coming in here, averaging 7.8 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Second shot by Gotch is up and in. So a couple of free throws, and Adams Central has got a 2-0 lead. 6:17 to play here in the opening quarter from the Patriot Gym here tonight. Down the far sideline is Baker. She fires up a three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Emily Boniface for Adams Central. Boniface brings her back with a left-handed dribble, brings it in the offensive scoring zone. Gotch has got it, drives it down the right side of the lane. Ball poked away. It goes out of bounds. AC will play things in. 6:01 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central is out on top. There's a shot off of the baseline. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Bostock. And the rebound comes down to Gibbon. A short jumper there that would not go. Stahl has got the ball now for Gibbon. Comes over here to Emma Van Meter. She brings the ball into the forward court for the Buffaloes. Drives it down the lane. Ball poked away. Now there's a shot blocked. A shot can be blocked there by Carly Bostock. And the ball is going to be recovered by Emily Boniface of Adams Central. So the Patriots have got it back with a 2-0 lead. Back into the forward court. Bounce pass over here on the wing to a Raider. Raider goes outside and nobody home. It goes to the far sideline. It's going to be saved there. But right into the hands of Kate Baker as he drives the ball down the floor. And she loses control of it out of bounds. So Raider nearly throws the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. It was saved by the Patriots right into the hands of Kate Baker. And then turns the ball over, driving for the hoop there for the Buffaloes. So Gibbon, a team that's been averaging 21 turnovers per ball game, has got 3 here in the first quarter alone. It's a 2-0 ball game. Adams Central and a couple of free throws have got the lead here. Cheyenne Gotch has got the ball now for Adams Central in the deep wing, right side. Bounce pass is going to be tipped away. It's going to be intercepted. The fourth turnover on Adams Central. Melissa Baker gets the interception there for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And now Baker comes back into the offensive scoring zone. To Kate Baker on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Stahl. Kicks it down to the baseline. Gomperson shot from 12 is no good. Rebound comes down to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch runs it down the right sideline for the Patriots. Cuts it to the elbow. Now gives it up out here in three-point territory to Raider. Raider over on the wing on the left side to Cheyenne Gotch. She holds it, dribbles to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane. Her shot up there from 10 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Melissa Baker. 2-0 is the score. The Patriots on a couple of free throws have got the lead. 4.5 minutes to play. Here in the opening quarter from the Patriot Gym. Driving down the right side of the lane. A shot by Van Meter. No good. Ball goes up over the glass out of play. And Adams Central playing things in. For the Patriots, here comes Anna Queen into the ball game. We're going to see Brianna Shook into the ball game now for head coach Tim Marker. The Patriots got a couple of injuries. They've got some sickness going around, so they've got 12 girls suited up here tonight, and all 12 expected to play. Brittany Wiseman is into the ball game as well for Adams Central. This ball is going to be knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline. Adams Central playing things in. It's going to be a Wiseman with the ball. Right side of the lane. Goes over to Georgie Johnson. Her shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. Ball being slapped around. And it's finally picked up here by Melissa Baker of Gibbon. Running back the other way. The ball tipped out of her hands out of bounds. And it's going to be a given Buffalo basketball underneath their own basket here. Opening round of the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament. This is actually the play-in game. The winner will move on in the first round tomorrow against the second-seeded Ravenna Blue Jays. That'll be a 6 o'clock start tomorrow night, 6:15 start up there in Ravenna. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Treadway, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. One shot and done as the Patriots have got the ball. Anna Queen goes back the other way. That's going to be Brittany Wiseman with it now. Out to Gilbert, who's into the ball game on a high post. Here's a Georgie Johnson. Entry pass to get it inside to Shook, and she banks one home. Brianna Shook banking one home from in the lane. There is now a 4-0 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Pressure by the Patriots here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. Jamie Gilbert picks up the personal foul for Adams Central as the Patriots trying to force the tempo here with some backcourt pressure. Gilbert picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Adams Central Patriots here in the first quarter, down to 3:39 to play. Gibbon has got the ball. Here's Van Meter with it. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. Line of shot is up and in. That's Leah Danielson scoring there for Gibbon. It's now a 4-2 ball game. Adams Central out on top. Patriots come back. Gibbon will attack right at the 10-second line. That's going to be Shook with the ball. Takes it down to the baseline to Anna Queen. She spins. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, and she steps out of bounds. Anna Queen got the rebound, but she was out of bounds underneath the hole there. They give the ball back here to the Gibbon Buffaloes. Out of the ball game, Georgie Johnson coming back in. It's going to be Sydney Niemeyer for Adams Central. Into the ball game now for the Buffaloes. We're going to see Stahl re-enter the ball game. Baker comes back in. Melissa Baker is going to come to the bench. Get a quick breather here for head coach Scott Rasmussen. 3:10 to play. There's a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Anna Queen getting her hands on it there. Still in backcourt as the Patriots continue to apply some pressure here. The Buffaloes will play things in. Taylor Gomperson gets it in now to Kate Baker. She'll bring things up. Crosses the midcourt stripe here. Bounce pass comes on the left side to a Danielson. Danielson on the dribble, takes it to the right wing, hands the ball away. That's going to be Gomperson. Her long-range jumper is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Niemeyer. Sydney Niemeyer gets the rebound for the Patriots, gets the ball away to Wiseman. Into the forecourt, Anna Queen for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to a Gilbert. Gilbert back out to Queen on the wing. Entry pass knocked away from Shook, picked up by Queen. Over here on the right side, now to Wiseman for Adams Central as they keep the ball alive. Brittany Wiseman trying to penetrate. The ball poked away. It is loose. It's picked up here by Gibbon, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Jamie Gilbert. That's going to be her second foul. Into the ball game now for Adams Central will be Boniface again. Here comes Bostock back in there. Going to the bench will be Wiseman and also Jamie Gilbert. 2:34 to play here in the first quarter. Girls high school basketball action for you tonight here on the Breeze. Gibbon will play things in. That's a Micah Stahl. She gets loose and now drives it to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong off of the iron. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked over there by Harley Brown, who's into the ball game. Brown down to Kate Baker. Comes across the top. Micah Stahl drives it to the top of the three-point circle and can't penetrate any further. Here's Brown with the ball. Now to Kate Baker trying to penetrate. She's going to be fouled in the play. She is knocked down in the lane. But a foul here will go on the Patriots. A goal on Brianna Shook. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three on Adams Central. Here comes Gotch back into the ball game. Shook comes out. 2:10 to play in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Patriots have a two-point lead as Gibbon will play things in. Macy Milks with the ball. Now to Harley Brown. Entry pass is going to be tipped away. Comes to the near sideline. It's picked up there by Adams Central. Sydney Niemeyer has got the ball for the Patriots. That's the fourth turnover on the Buffaloes here in the first quarter of play. Adams Central with the ball. Emily Boniface dribbles to the free throw line. Over on the wing. Gotch for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Offensive rebound and a put back there by Sydney Niemeyer of Adams Central. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Niemeyer. Adams Central has got a lead 6-2 now. In the lane is Milks. Takes it down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Brown. Ball swatted out of bounds and it's going to be given ball. Last touchdown there by Bostock of Adams Central. End of the ball game is going to be Raider coming back out and a Queen. 1:33 to play here in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead as they play things in right in front of the hole. A shot is up there. It's in. And she's fouled in a play. That's Harley Brown. Brown getting the field goal there for Gibbon. The foul is going to go on Adams Central's Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer picks up her first. That's the team's fourth. And the bucket by Brown counts. So now Harley's got a chance here. A three-point play for the Buffaloes. He's a 62% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Niemeyer, so Adams Central has still got a 6-4 lead here in the opening quarter at the Patriot Gym. Cheyenne Gotcha with the ball, drives it into the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's wild, no good. Rebound loose. Niemeyer saves it. It's loose in the lane. The scramble is on. It's picked up there by the Patriots. Niemeyer gets it back. Her shot is no good, and she's fouling the play. Ball was picked up by Emily Boniface, who quickly shovels the ball away to a Sydney Niemeyer, and she was hacked on the arm. Now she'll go to the free throw line here. Niemeyer's got 2 points in the ball game thus far on a field goal. 42% foul shooter in the season, 21 out of 50 coming into the ball game tonight. And her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Patriots lead by a score of 6-4. They're in the play-in ball game, the Luplan Conference basketball tournament tonight. Sydney Niemeyer will toe the mark. Second shot is up there. She pushes it up, and it's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to a given. Micah Stahl has got the ball for the Buffaloes into the forecourt and out of Brown. Brown gets it away again to a Stahl over here on the left sideline in three-point territory. Pass down low to Milks. Down to Stahl again. Drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cheyenne Gotch. She runs her back the other way for Adams Central. Hustles into the forecourt. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Right side to Rader. Rader puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Emily Boniface. Boniface dribbling with the ball. Right side of the lane. Now cuts it back inside. Can't put up a shot to Rader. Now to Boniface again. Top of the key. 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-4 the score. Patriots have the lead. Niemeyer inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there way too strong. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Patriot basketball. Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket with 25 seconds to play here in the first. They'll get things in to Niemeyer. Right at the elbow. Left side of the lane. And now she is hit. Now she's tying up on the play. A jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots. So we'll stay right here. AC will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Inbounding the ball will be Boniface. Comes out here to Niemeyer. Just inside the ring. Hands it away to Gotch for three. Shot is up there. Good. Cheyenne Gotch throws up the three ball there for the Patriots. It's now a 9-4 ball game. 13 seconds to play. Gopperson comes back now for Gibbon. Back outside. It's Harley Brown. Comes across the top. That's going to be Kate Baker. Baker goes inside now. Back out to Baker. Her shot for three is going to be no good. And time runs out here in the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books in girls high school basketball action here tonight. After one, Adams Central leads Gibbon. It's the Patriots 9, the Buffaloes 4.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, also online at KLIQFM.com. 9-4 is the score. Adams Central lead over Gibbon here in the Luplan Conference Tournament tonight. Gibbon will have the ball first to begin the second quarter of play. That's Kate Baker with it on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Gopper Center. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It goes down a bounce. It's going to be Patriot basketball. Last touchdown there by Micah Stahl of Gibbon, so the Patriots will come back the other way. Cheyenne Gotch, 4 points to lead Adams Central so far. 2 points from Danielson, 2 points from Harley Brown for the Gibbon Buffaloes in that opening period. 9-4, Adams Central has got the lead. AC has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Emily Boniface has got it on the baseline, comes back out on the dribble, comes out into three-point territory. Gibbon stays with their man-to-man defense. There's Emily Boniface on the wing. Hands it away now to Cheyenne Gotcher. Pass is going to be kicked out of bounds, and AC will play things in here on the near sideline. 7.5 to play here in the opening half. Winner will get Ravenna tomorrow night in the opening round officially of the conference tournament here this year. And now Adams Central is going to be guilty of a 5-second call here as Emily Boniface unable to inbound the ball here on the near sideline. So good defense there by Gibbon, denying that inbounds pass. Now the Buffaloes come back with the ball down the near sideline. Gomperson has got it out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Stahl, takes it down on the baseline, kicks it back out to Gomperson, fakes the three, and now drives it, and as he loses the ball out of bounds. Out there defensively for Adams Central was Bostock, but Gomperson loses the ball out of bounds. A turnover on the Buffaloes. That's their fifth of the ball game. Adams Central also with five turnovers here in this contest. There's a pass that's going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down here by Van Meter. Six turnovers on the Patriots here in the first half. On the near side, there's going to be a Kate Baker behind his screen. The ball is swatted away. It's picked up by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. She comes back the other direction for the Patriots. Gets it away now to Boniface. Gets it out to the free throw line. Out to Raider for three. Shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raider hits a three ball there. That's the second three-pointer of the ball game for Adams Central. And the Patriots are out on top on a score of 12-4. 6.5 minutes to play. There's the ball poked away from Van Meter. Emma Van Meter picks it up on the far sideline. Sends it over here to Melissa Baker. Baker now to Kate Baker out here. Brings it back to Melissa. Now the wing on the left side to Van Meter. Van Meter trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Picks up that loose ball. Goes over to Melissa Baker. Inside to Gomperson. Gomperson double team there. Trying to get it away. Now she does on the wing. Long range jumper put up the in. A three-pointer. Melissa Baker throws up a tray for Gibbon on the right wing. That's the first three-pointer of the night for the Buffaloes. It's now a 12-7 ball game. Here in the second quarter, with 6 minutes to play until halftime. Boniface has got the ball for Adams Central. Tries to hand it away to Gotch. Mishandles it. It's picked up by Bostock. Now to Cheyenne Gotch. Tries it down the right side of the lane. Her scoop shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. She throws up kind of a prayer, and it goes high into the air. Bounces off of the glass and down through the hole. The basket counts there by Gotch. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Kate Baker of Gibbon. That's going to be her second foul. Cheyenne Gotch gets the field goal to go down. Now she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Gotch already with 6 points in the ball game for Adams Central. It's 14-7. Gotch from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's high into the air and right down through the hole again. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Anna Queen. So Adams Central has opened up a 15-7 lead here in this first half over Gibbon. As the Patriots attack here in backcourt again. Taylor Gomperson on the dribble, takes it down the near sideline, throws it down in the corner. Melissa Baker catches up with it, tries to send the ball inside to Stahl. Back outside the ring, a three-pointer is thrown up there. That's going to be no good by Gomperson. And the rebound comes down to Anna Queen of Adams Central. Gets it to Raider, shot from 12 up there. It's off of the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Queen. Her shot can be blocked in the lane and a foul called. Ball comes right down in the hands of Anna Queen in the lane there, and she is fouling the play as she goes up with a shot. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Emma Van Meter of Gibbon. That's going to be her first, the team's third here in this first half of play. Anna Queen to the free throw line for two. Her shot is up there. It's good. Queen, a 57% foul shooter on the season. She's now 14 out of 24 from the charity stripe, averaging 2.3 points per ball game. Adams Central is the team hitting 45% of the free throw tosses this year. Here comes the next shot by Queen. It's up there. It's good. So the Patriots have already fired up 8 free throws here in this first half. Gibbon has got only one. Adams Central has got a 10-point lead, 17-7 now. With 5.5 minutes to play, the Patriots have lost 6 games in a row. The Buffaloes have lost 11 games in a row coming into the ball game. There's a pass to the free throw line. It's going to be over the head of everybody. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central ball. They had the high post set up there at the free throw line, but the pass went way over her head out of bounds. So Gibbon turns them all over for the 7th time in the basketball game. Adams Central will come back with the ball. Brianna Shook has got it. She brings it into the offensive zone there against Emma Van Meter. Bounce pass goes on the far sideline, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Wiseman for Adams Central. The ball deflected out of bounds there by Kate Baker. Wiseman will play things in for AC. Gets it into Brianna Shook out here in three-point territory near the midcourt stripe. They get it on the high post now. That's Gilbert with the ball. Hands it back away to Shook. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Gomperson. Gomperson down the near sideline for Gibbon. Stops and gets the ball back to the center of the floor to Melissa Baker. Over on the wing on the right side to Kate Baker. Ball gets loose, but Van Meter picks it up. On the high post there is Micah Stahl. She drives it down the left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Now to Van Meter. We got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here on Anna Queen of Adams Central. So the first foul on Queen, that's going to be team foul number 5 on the Patriots. 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 17-7. Adams Central the lead. A pass comes in to Van Meter. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball as the air ball is thrown up there by Van Meter at the top of the circle. And now head coach Scott Rasmussen for Gibbon wants to call a timeout. Buffalo is going to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's Adams Central 17, Gibbon 7.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
94.5, also online at KOIQFM.com. Also available on your smartphones at KOIQFM.com. Three easy ways to join us for the Lou Platte Conference Basketball Tournament here. Opening round here tonight, or actually this is the play-in game, so to speak. The opening round is officially set for tomorrow. Winner this ball game will get the second-seeded Ravenna Blue Jays tomorrow night at 6:15. Adams Central has got the lead right now, 17-7. Adams Central looking for their fourth win of the season. Gibbon looking for their third win here tonight. Adams Central commits a turnover here as Gibbon was applying a little backcourt pressure here. So the Buffaloes have it. That's the seventh turnover on Adams Central here in the first half. From the top of the key, a three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Melissa Baker. Long rebound comes out to Shook. She drives it back the other way. She falls down with it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Gibbon ball. So Shook was driving back the other direction there for Adams Central on the long rebound after the missed three-pointer. That's turnover number 8 on the Patriots here in the ballgame. It's going to be Gibbon inbounding the ball here in backcourt. They come to the near sideline. The ball poked away from Van Meter, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Anna Queen. That is the second foul on Anna Queen. The team fouls now. Adams Central has got 6. The Buffaloes have got 3. Emily Boniface comes into the ballgame now for AC, replacing Anna Queen. Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. Gibbon will play things in. Brown has got it to the near sideline as they get it to Kate Baker. Down to Brown to the right sideline. Emma Van Meter down that right sideline. They get the ball into the forecourt to Melissa Baker. Now back to Van Meter, and she'll set things up here against the Adams Central D on the high post at Treadway. Back outside a three-pointer thrown up there no good by Melissa Baker. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Brittany Wiseman has got the ball for the Patriots. Gets it to Shook as she brings the ball into the forecourt. Spins away as some pressure is being applied out there by Harley Brown of Gibbon. Down to Brittany Wiseman out here in three-point territory. Gibbon in a man-to-man defense. Left side is Boniface out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Shook. Drives the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good. Brianna Shook has got 2 field goals and 4 points in the ballgame. And the Patriots have a 12-point lead now. 19-7. Adams Central has scored the last 7 points of the ballgame. Now the inbounds pass is deflected back out of bounds. It's going to be Gibbon basketball as they will play things in here in backcourt. Kate Baker has got it. Tipped away again from Harley Brown. It goes out of bounds. Gibbon will try it again. End of the ball game. Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. Coming out is going to be Brittany Wiseman. Down to the scorer's table. Checking in will be Sydney Niemeyer now for AC. And coming out will be Georgie Johnson. 3:15 to play here in the second quarter. 19-7. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots have outscored the Buffaloes 10-3 here in the second quarter. Bounce pass comes inside. A shot is up there. It's going to be good. Emma Van Meter scoring there for the Buffaloes. That's her first field goal. 19-9 now. Adams Central has got the lead. And Boniface is going to be guilty of a palming violation. Boniface bringing the ball up the floor. Seeing some pressure back here, and she's whistled for a palming violation. 9 turnovers on the Patriots now. Gibbon will play things in here on the near sideline. Harley Brown gets it in to Emma Van Meter, and she loses control out of bounds. Van Meter just lost her out of her hands, out of bounds. 8 turnovers on the Buffaloes, 9 on Adams Central, 19-9. Patriots have a 10-point lead. AC has got the ball. Boniface takes it to Cheyenne Gotch, who's back into the ballgame. Gotch dribbling to the top of the key there for AC. Over on the right side to Boniface, three-pointer, put up there and in. Nothing but net there for Emily Boniface as she cans the third three-pointer this first half for AC. And the Patriots are now out on top by a score of 22-9 in the ballgame. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline. Melissa Baker races the ball up the floor, brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Kate Baker, outside to Emma Van Meter. Van Meter dribbling with the ball, takes it back into the right wing. Melissa Baker gets away from Boniface. 15-footer put up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound, Harley Brown. Brown has got it for the Buffaloes. Now to Van Meter. Back outside to Kate Baker. Over on the wing on the right side to Emma Van Meter again. There's Van Meter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound in the lane there by Melissa Baker. Baker throws up a three-pointer. Her shot's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball as an air ball is thrown up there. Valley Bostock comes back into the ball game for Adams Central. Raider checks back in. Five new players onto the floor now for head coach Scott Rasmussen and the Gibbon Buffaloes. 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the second quarter. 22-9. Adams Central has got the lead over the Buffaloes here in this first half. Adams Central will bring the ball up. Cheyenne Gotch, right-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone for the Patriots. Comes over here on the right side to Boniface. And now it's going to be given in a zone defense here. There's a long-range jumper from Gotch from three. Shot good. Cheyenne Gotch hitting a three-pointer there for Adams Central. The Patriots have been hitting only 25% of their threes so far this year, but wow, they've got four of them already here in the first half. And now Gibbon turns the ball over on the inbounds pass. Nine turnovers on Gibbon. Adams Central playing things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket, leading by a score of 25-9 in the second quarter. Here's Niedermeyer driving down the left side of the lane now. Feeds down in the corner. A shot taken there by Wiseman. That's no good. But the offensive rebound comes down to Raider. Raider hands it away to Gotch. Now down the right side to a Bostock. Moves to her left. Fires up a 10-footer. No good. Another offensive rebound for Raider. Raider brings it out on top to Gotch. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Gibbon with the ball there. It's going to be the Buffaloes. Leah Danielson takes it down the right side of the lane. And ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Gibbon ball. So it's going to be Gibbon inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Taylor Godperson will inbound the ball to Danielson now for the Buffaloes. We're down to a minute and 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 25-9. The Patriots have the lead. Godperson with the ball now on the dribble for the Buffaloes. Comes out between the rings to a Micah Stahl. Now to Danielson, inside to a Kastner. Her shot is up there and in. Ashley Kastner scoring there for Gibbon. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 25-11 now. Patriots leading by 14 points. We're down to 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. Raider for three. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tipped out. Raider from the free throw line. Her shot is no good. Ball tipped around again underneath the hole, and it's picked up there by Danielson for the Gibbon Buffaloes down the near sideline. They get it to a Micah Stahl. Stahl goes out on the wing on the right side. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. Taylor Godperson, their leading scorer, finally gets one to go down. He's got 2 points, 25-13. The Patriots leading by a dozen. Here's Gotch from just inside the ring. Her shot is up and in. Cheyenne Gotch having a good first half. She's got 12 points in the ball game for the Patriots. We got 15 seconds to play. Adams Central leading by a score of 27-13. Down the right sideline is Leah Danielson. Drives it all the way to the baseline. Her pass under the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Gotch, and she's fouled in the play. Gotch got the interception. That's the 10th turnover on Gibbon. Personal foul is going to be called on Godperson. For Gibbon, that's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Buffaloes. So a non-shooting situation here as Adams Central will play things in right in front of the scorer's table. 6 seconds to go. Wiseman will play it into a Gotch. Her pass deflected. Niemeyer grabs it, takes it down the left side of the lane. Her shot from 10, no good. And the horn sounds. That is the end of the first half of play. Blue Flag Conference basketball here tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. And our score at halftime is Adams Central 27, Gibbon 13. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Sportsman says it's time for change. Change in your pocket, in your car, or in your couch. All you need is a penny to get your first beer every Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 at Sportsman's. Want a tub of beer? Okay, that won't take much change either. How about 10 bucks a tub every Wednesday and Thursday night from 4 until 7 at Sportsman's? So make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and make a change and get some change with penny beers.
The Breeze, 94.5. the spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at the Patriot Gym. High school basketball for you tonight here on the Breeze. Adams Central and Gibbon, a couple of teams that have struggled so far this season, scoring off here in this play-in ball game, the Luplac Conference Tournament. Adams Central the lead by 14 points here at the break. The score is 27-13. A couple of free throws got Adams Central on the scoreboard here tonight. They led 2-0 and then 4-0. Patriots had a 9-4 lead after one quarter. Stretched that lead to a 12-4. Patriots led 12-7 with about 6 minutes to play in the first half. Then Adams Central scored 7 straight points to make it a 19-7 ball game. Adams Central led 22-9, 25-9, and the score here at halftime, 27-13. The Patriots out on top of the Gibbon Buffaloes here tonight. Again, the winner of this ball game moves on to face the Ravenna Blue Jays tomorrow at 6:15 in Ravenna. So 27-13, our score here at halftime as the Patriots have got the lead over the Buffaloes. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue in 1 minute.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Patriot Gym, Blue Flag Conference Basketball Tournament tonight here on The Breeze, a halftime show brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Checking the scoring in the first half for the Buffaloes, Melissa Baker leading the way. She's got 3 points for Gibbon, and she knocked down a three-pointer there in the first half. Then we got to several girls with 2 points apiece. Leah Danielson has hit a field goal for two. Ashley Kastner has got a field goal and 2 points. Taylor Gofferson has got a field goal for two. Emma Van Meter a field goal for two. And Harley Brown a field goal for two. She is 0 for 1 from the free throw line. And that's the only free throw that Gibbon has attempted here in the first half of play. Adams Central being led so far by Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch has hit 2 3-pointers. And she's got 2 2-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Cheyenne Gotch, who scored 12 points in the first ball game between these two teams back in December, has got 12 points in the first half to lead the Patriots here in this ball game. The other scorer is Emily Boniface, has got a 3-pointer, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Brianna Shook come off of the bench. They hit a couple of field goals and 4 points. Kaylee Rader has knocked down a 3-pointer for Adams Central, her only score in the ball game. Also scoring in that first half was Anna Queen, as she has knocked down a couple of free throws for two. And Sydney Niemeyer has got a field goal and 2 points. So Raider has got a three-pointer. Cheyenne Gotch has got 2 3-pointers. And Emily Boniface has got a three-pointer. 4 3-pointers for Adams Central in the first half of play. That's a team that's been hitting 25% of their trays so far this year. We're at halftime. The Patriots, after building a 9-4 first quarter lead, they've got the advantage here at halftime over Gibbon by the score of 27-13. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show. We'll have more on the Breeze right after this.
Where do you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you.
one-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Patriot Gym, high school basketball tonight here on The Breeze. Again, this is a week where a lot of the tournaments, a lot of conference tournaments are being played in addition to the Lou Platt Conference. We've got the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament going on, Twin Valley Conference Tournament going on, Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament is going on this week. Last week, we had the Centennial Basketball Tournament. So a lot of tournament action going on here, latter part of January on into February. And just a matter of 2.5 weeks or so, we have got sub-district basketball beginning for the girls in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. You're going to see both of these teams, Gibbon and Adams Central, in the same sub-district. That'll be played at Hastings College this year, and they'll be the likely opponents for one another in the opening round. So we could see this matchup again in a couple of weeks. Rest of the Loop Platte Conference Tournament for the girls. You've got St. Paul playing Loop City tonight in St. Paul, in addition to this Adams Central Gibbon matchup. The St. Paul Loop City winner tonight will move on tomorrow to face the top seed in the tournament. That is Centura. The winner of this ball game will play the number 2 seed in Ravenna tomorrow night in Ravenna. The other matchups in the opening round, you've got Ord at home to take on Wood River. Kearney Catholic, the number 3 seed, will take on Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night in Kearney at 6:15. For the boys tomorrow, it will be Adams Central facing the winner of tonight's play-in game between Gibbon and Centura. That ball game is going on tonight in Gibbon. Adams Central, the number 2 seed on the boys' side of things. Ravenna is the number 1 seed on the boys' side. They'll face the Wood River Ord winner tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Other first-round games on the boys' side of things, you've got Donovan Trumbull, the number 4 seed, playing the number 5 seed in St. Paul and Donovan tomorrow night. Kearney Catholic, the number 3 seed, will face the number 6 seed in Loup City. The semifinals for the girls are going to be played in St. Paul this year at 6:15 and 8 o'clock. That'll be on Thursday night. The boys' semifinals are going to be played on Friday night at 6:15 and 8 o'clock. They've got the consolation games and the championship games slated for Saturday. Consolation games will go at 2 and 4 o'clock with the championship games at 6 and 8. We will have the semifinals, the consolation games, and the championship games coming up this weekend on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. Tomorrow night we'll have more high school basketball here on The Breeze. We're going to have Kearney High playing at Hastings in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Pregame show tomorrow night will be at 5:45 with a girls game at 6. The boys game will be at 7:45. That game, or those two games here on The Breeze. And over on 1230 KHIS tomorrow night, you'll get the Adams Central boys as they play either Centura or Gibbon in the Loup Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. So plenty of basketball coming your way this week on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Again, it's Adams Central in the lead here in girls high school basketball over the Gibbon Buffaloes. AC onto a 9-4 lead after the first quarter. They're now leading at halftime by a score of 27-13. A good first half for Cheyenne Gotch. She's been averaging 7.8 points per ball game this season. She's got 2 3-pointers and 12 points to lead the Patriots here at halftime. Meanwhile, Melissa Baker has got 3 points for the Gibbon Buffaloes. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show, brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street. We'll come back and we've got the second half straight ahead. It's Adams Central out on top of Gibbon, 27-13. You're listening to high school basketball in The Breeze.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, playing is back in here at Girls High School Basketball. It's Gibbon with a basketball. 27-13 is the score. The Patriots out on top. Gibbon with a ball, and they fire the ball down the lane. It's going to be out of bounds. 11 turnovers now on Gibbon. 10 turnovers on Adams Central. 27-13 the score. And the Patriots will have the ball coming back the other direction, shooting to our basket to our left. Here in the second half of play, Cheyenne Gotch has got the ball, works on top now against Emma Van Meter. There's Boniface, takes the ball to the free throw line, bounce pass down low. A shot by Bostock is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be given ball. Carly misses an easy one right there for the Patriots, and it goes out of bounds. Bostock, just a freshman, 5'11", playing in there for Tim Barker here. Now pressure in the backcourt by the Patriots. That's a Van Meter with the ball. Races it into the offensive zone, into the lane. Her shot from 10 is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Niemeyer, Adams Central. Down to a Boniface to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch hustles into the forecourt, cuts it to the hole at the free throw line. Now kicks it back out here to Boniface, nearly tied up. Boniface dribbles on the left side of the lane, bounce past to Raider, mishandles the ball, goes out of bounds. 11 turnovers on AC, and the Buffaloes down by 14 have got the ball back here. We're a minute into the second half of the Patriot gym. There's a Godperson with the ball. Now to a Melissa Baker. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it down to Nicole Treadway, who gets the start here in the second half. Now we got a jump ball as it's going to be tipped away again. The arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots. So Gibbon will turn the ball away here. That's their 12th turnover of the ball game. And Scott Rasmussen, the head coach for Gibbon, can only stand in front of the bench and look on here. His team's struggling as they've got 13 points on the board, trailing the Patriots 27-13. Niemeyer has got it over to Bostock, still out here in three-point territory. They give the 5'11"-inch freshman plenty of room. She passes up to three, comes over to Boniface. Her three-pointer has been up there, no good. Rebound Bostock, foul shot is up there. That one won't go, and the rebound comes down to Gibbon. Ashley Kastner grabbing the ball there for Gibbon on the rebound. Here's a pass to the 10-second line to Baker. Baker gets it to Kastner. Back out to Baker. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound is picked up by Niemeyer. Ball knocked loose. It's loose on the floor. It's finally picked up by Raider of Adams Central. Raider gets the ball now to Boniface. There's a feed to Gotch. Drives, shoots, and scores. Cheyenne Gotch scores another one for Adams Central. She's got 14 points in the ball game. There's a pass, inbounds pass deflected away by Boniface. It's going to be picked up, though, by Gibbon. Emma Van Meter has got it. She comes to the midcourt stripe, runs into her teammate, Kastner. Now we got a timeout called. She came right to the midcourt stripe and ran into Kastner, who was setting a screen. Ball was obviously knocked loose at that point. And finally, we've got a timeout called here from the Gibbon Buffaloes. So with 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 29, the Gibbon Buffaloes 13.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, the timeout called there from head coach Scott Rasmussen. 29-13 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Buffaloes have the basketball. Following the timeout, Emma Van Meter goes over to Gomperson. Left side of the lane, bounce pass down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. Ashley Kastner, that's going to be her second field goal of the ball game. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Baker. Shot from 15. That one won't go, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central, and now we're going to have a foul called here in backcourt. The Patriots have turned the ball over 12 times here in the ballgame. The foul is going to go on Melissa Baker. That's going to be her second on-shooting situation, so it's going to be Adams Central playing things in here in backcourt. Into the ballgame now is going to be Kate Baker, and coming out is going to be Melissa Baker. So Adams Central brings the ball back. Here's a Brianna Schick with the ball. Walks it across the midcourt stripe here as the Buffaloes will attack with a man-to-man defense. Anna Queen has got it on the wing. Bounce pass goes down low. Here's a shot up and in. Brittany Wiseman scoring on the assist from Anna Queen. Now 31-15. Adams Central with a 16-point lead. Godperson with the ball has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds on the far sideline. You're listening to the Loop Line Conference basketball tournament tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, Gibbon at Adams Central. The Patriots have the lead by a score of 31-15. Emma Van Meter with the ball. Godperson between the circles now. Over to Van Meter. Now to Godperson again. Van Meter sets a screen. There's a three-pointer put up there. It's no good. The ball is, comes out long. It's going to be picked up by Anna Queen. Her pass down to Florida. Wiseman drives, and her shot no good. Rebound to Godperson. Now for Gibbon. She tries to get the ball away. Godperson still in backcourt and finally gets into the hands of Van Meter, and Emma Van Meter will bring things up. Van Meter goes over to Godperson on the wing. Bounce pass inside. A shot taken there, and a foul's going to be called. They get it inside to Ashley Kastner. She goes up for the shot. She is hammered on the play there. Foul is going to go on Carly Bostock out of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one of the Patriots here in this second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Treadway. And her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. That's only the second free throw that Gibbon has thrown up there tonight. Boy, both coaches using a ton of players here in this ball game. Just about every dead ball situation. We've got players checking in, checking out. 4:26 to play here in the third. Nicole Treadway will have another free throw here. She's been shooting 80% from the free throw line this season. That was her first miss tonight. She'll get one more shot here with her ball club trailing by a score of 31-16 as a sparse crowd gets into the ball game here. The second shot is up there. It is good by Treadway. It's now 31-17. The Patriots leading by 14 points. There's Wiseman with the ball, races it back the other way, goes over to Anna Queen, looks at the three, fakes it, and now she's going to be called for the steps. Fake the three-pointer over there on the right sideline. We're going to take it down to the baseline on the dribble, but they got to put the ball down first. Traveling violation called on the Patriots. Turnover number 13 on AC. They average 25 in the season. Harley Brown has got it down for Gibbon. Still working in backcourt. Contact made right at the midcourt stripe here. Foul's going to go on Brianna Shook. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so the Buffaloes will play things in on the far sideline. Gibbon trailing by 14. It is 31-17. There's Danielson with the ball for Gibbon. Comes over here to a Micah Stahl. Now to Danielson again. Free throw line extended left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Brown. Brown gets it away to a Micah Stahl. Trying to penetrate. The ball poked loose. Stahl picks her back up. Comes over here to a Harley Brown. There's an entry pass deflected away. Picked up by Danielson. She has the ball tipped away. Anna Queen has got it. She's tackled in the play. Now a foul is called. I have a foul call over there by the Buffaloes. It's going to go on Brown. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on Gibbon in this third quarter of play. 3:46 to play in the third. Adams Central is still leading by 14, 31-17. Adams Central has got the ball. This is going to be Brittany Wiseman on the dribble now for the Patriots. Out here in three-point territory, runs the offense. Bounce pass on the wing. Anna Queen has got it. Working against his man-to-man defense, there's Georgie Johnson with the ball, takes it to the elbow. Down low, there's Shook. Her shot is up there and in. Brianna Shook got lost in the defensive scheme there for the Buffaloes. She was wide open. Nice pass as Brianna Shook gets it down through the hole. 33-17. There's a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound comes down to Shook for AC. Outlet pass goes to the right sideline to Anna Queen. Quickly into the forecourt to Wiseman. Drives it to the elbow. Here's a pass underneath. It's out of bounds. It's going to be given ball. Trying to get her down there to Jamie Gilbert. The pass was high. Goes sailing right through her fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number 14 on the Patriots. As we approach the three-minute mark here in the third quarter, Adams Central has led this baby from the opening tap. 33-17. The Patriots have the lead. There's a pass in the way. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Anna Queen. She loses control of the ball. It is loose again. Finally picked up in the lane by Gilbert. She's knocked down on the play. Now we got a foul called on the Buffaloes. A foul called here on Gibbon. It's going to go on Brown. That's going to be your second. Out of the ball game now will be Leah Danielson. Coming back in, Taylor Godperson. 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the third. 33-17. Patriots have the advantage. Adams Central has got the ball as they walk her up here. Emily Boniface on the trot now as they bring it across the midcourt stripe. Gibbon stays with that man-to-man defense. Bounce pass in the deep wing. Right side goes to Shook. Looking for the cutters. Can't find anybody. Comes out to Gilbert between the circles. Now left side to Boniface. Here's Anna Queen. Sends it back to Boniface on the wing on the left side. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. There's only one problem. Nobody there. It goes out of bounds. AC turns it away for the 15th time. Nobody down there on the pass from Anna Queen. It goes sailing out of bounds. Jotperson inbounds the ball. It's going to be knocked back out of the hands of Harley Brown. Out of bounds, and Gibbon will play things in on the far sideline. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Online at KLIQFM.com. Also on your smartphone at MKLIQFM.com. Gibbon will play things in on the far side. That's Jotperson with the ball. She's going to drive it all into the baseline. Now spins her side. It's up there. It's in, and she's fouling the play. Jotperson took it down the left sideline and took it down the baseline, spun just left of the basket, and it's the field goal to go down, and she is fouling the play here. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. That's two field goals and 4 points now for Jotperson, averaging 8.8 on the season. And her shot is up there, and rims off, no good. And the rebound to Adams Central. Carly Bostock has got the rebound, gets it away to Emily Boniface as she hustles into the forecourt here for AC. 2:14 to play in the third. 33-19, Patriots have the lead. Adams Central led at halftime, 27-13. Here's Niemeyer, shot for three, is up there and in. That is the fifth three-pointer of the ball game for Adams Central. Niemeyer's now got 5 points in the ball game, and it's 36-19. AC with the lead. Pressure again by the Patriots down the left sideline. Contact made, and now we got a timeout called. So no foul. Scott Rasmussen wants to call a timeout here for the Buffaloes as his ball club is falling behind here in the third quarter. A minute and 54 seconds to play in the third. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 36, Gibbon 19.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 1:54 to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central is leading Gibbon by the score of 36-19. As the Buffaloes have the ball down the left sideline, Micah Stahl back into the contest. She's got it, double team. Her pass in the lane, deflected away. Picked up now by Danielson. Danielson takes it back down to Stahl. The ball is then knocked loose again. Scramble is on. Now we got a jump ball called down there. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Gibbon, so the Buffaloes will maintain control. They will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Buffaloes have lost 11 games in a row. Adams Central has lost 6 games in a row. Patriots beat the Buffaloes back in December in a ball game played in Gibbon, 47-34. Gibbon will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Bounce pass underneath the hole. The scramble is on as it's deflected away again. Another jump ball is called as Raider is tied up in the play there by Harley Brown, this time in the alternating jump. Adams Central will get it. The Patriots will come back the other direction. Here comes Macy Milks back into the ball game. Here comes Kate Baker back in. Emma Van Meter also checks back in. Michaela Walker comes in. 1:36 to play in the third, 36-19. Adams Central has got the lead here in the Luplac Conference basketball tournament. A long pass down the floor. Boniface grabs it. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it to a Bostock. She is double-teamed over there. Carly looking to get rid of it. Now she does. Out of the wing to Raider. Dribble penetration. Stops at the free throw line. Gives it away to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch backs it back out into three-point territory near the mid-court stripe. That loses control of the dribble. Gets it back. Drives it down the lane. And shot is up and in. Cheyenne Gotch lost control of the dribble and then got it under control and drove it down the lane and scores. Gotch was 16 in the ball game here for Adams Central. There's a long-range jumper put up on the left side. No good by Melissa Baker. Ball comes to the near sideline. It's picked up by Michaela Walker. Keeps it alive for Gibbon. Over on the wing to a Baker again. Top of the key. They get it to a Kate Baker. Now on the right side, a three-pointer put up there by Walker. That's no good. Another offensive rebound here by the Buffaloes. That's Kate Baker looking to drive. Now kicks it back out. A shot is up and in. Emma Van Meter grabs the ball there and scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game, 38-21. Adams Central lead here in quarter number three from the Patriot gym. Here's a Gotch driving down the lane. Has it tipped away. The scramble is on. It comes rolling out to Raider. She throws up a 10-footer and scores. The scramble is on the lane. The ball came rolling out to Kaylee Raider, who's about 10 feet away on the right side of the lane. She cans it, 40-21. There's a shot taken by Gibbon coming back the other way. A shot is up and in. Emma Van Meter hits another field goal. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 40-23. 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Emily Boniface, she's on the drive. The ball tipped away. It is picked up here by Van Meter. She is run over. And we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Boniface of AC. End of the ball game. Here comes Brianna Shook. Here comes Brittany Wiseman. Also in for Adams Central is going to be Jamie Gilbert. 5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Gibbon will inbound the ball here in backcourt, trailing by a score of 40-23. As the Buffaloes will play things in, Taylor Gopperson will inbound the ball. She's got it. Goes over the far sideline. They get it to a Michaela Walker. Walker dribbling here in the backcourt. And time runs out without Gibbon getting a shot away here. So 3 quarters in the books here tonight. Girls high school basketball in the breeze. The score after three, it's Adams Central 40, Gibbon 23.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball coverage from the Luplac Conference Tournament brought to you in part by the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. There's a feed into the lane. A shot is up and in by Adams Central as they start this fourth quarter. Sydney Niemeyer gets the field goal there for AC. She's not got 7 points in the ballgame. 42-23 is the score. Adams Central out on top. Here's a short baseline jumper. It's going to be no good by Gopperson, and the ball goes out of bounds. That shot actually hit the side of the glass, and it goes out of bounds. 42-23 is our score now. Adams Central the lead. Game tonight also brought to you in part by the Sportsman Restaurant, Foster Family Foods of Gibbon, and by Clevengers. Gibbon and Adams Central squaring off here in the Luplac Conference Basketball Tournament. Play-in game. The winner gets Ravenna tomorrow night at 6:15. AC with a 42-23 lead right now. Adams Central has got the ball. There's Gilbert. Her shot is up and in from the elbow on the left side. Jamie Gilbert knocks down a shot there. And the Patriots now lead by 21 points. 44-23 with 7:08 to play in the basketball game here tonight. Taylor Gopperson with the ball. Now to Treadway. Her pass to the near sideline is thrown out of bounds. Trying to get it over here to Melissa Baker, and the pass was thrown wide of the target. That's 15 turnovers on Gibbon here in the ball game. Checking in for Adams Central is going to be Anna Queen. Cheyenne Gotch will come to the bench. Gotch has had a good night tonight. 16 points in the ball game for the Patriots. Queen has got the ball now over here on the left side to a Wiseman. Holds it. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Niemeyer out there. Free throw line extended. Right side. Comes back the other way. Brianna Shook has got the ball. Shook left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes over to Jamie Gilbert. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Anna Queen from the wing. Rashawn is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kastner. Kastner has got it for the Buffaloes. Down the right sideline. Melissa Baker. Baker gets it to Taylor Gopperson, their leading scorer. She got only 4 points in the basketball game so far. Kastner out of the baseline, gets it inside to Treadway. Shot is no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Nicole Treadway is hacked on the arm there, and she'll have to go to the free throw line now for two shots. 6:25 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central leading by a score of 44-23. South of the line is up and in by Treadway. She is now 2 out of 3 for the line tonight. 80% foul shooter in the season. She had just 2 points in that first ball game between these two teams. Second shot is up there. It's good. She's outdone herself here. She's got 3 in this one. 44-25 is the score now. Adams Central out on top by 19 points. Patriots have the ball. Anna Queen hustles into the forecourt for Adams Central. Stomps out here in three-point territory. Sydney Niemeyer on the deep wing left side out to Anna Queen between the circles. The ball poked loose into the backcourt there by Melissa Baker. Now the scramble is on. Baker's got the ball on the turnover now to Gopperson from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, and we got a block and a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Niemeyer. That's going to be her second foul, and going to the free throw line is going to be Ashley Kastner now for Gibbon. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ballgame. No free throws yet tonight. There's her first one. It's up there. It's no good. 44% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Bostock back into the ballgame now for Adams Central, replacing Niemeyer. Cheyenne Gotch coming back in, replacing Brittany Wiseman. There, that one is going to be no good, and she was over the line, so Adams Central will play things in. Kastner was over the line. And Adams Central playing things in here in backcourt, leading in the ball game by a score of 44-25. Cheyenne Gotch has got the ball for AC on the high post. As they get it there to Anna Queen, dribbles down the lane. There's a pass on the right side. It's going to be no good as they go up for the shot there. That's going to be Gilbert with the ball, and it's brought out of there by Gibbon coming back the other way. So Gilbert can't convert from a short range. Here's a Gopperson with the ball. It's poked away. Now she picks it back up, throws up a three. Her shot no good. Ball is loose on the baseline, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Patriot basketball. 5:32 to play here in the basketball game. Adams Central will lead 44-25. Here comes Kate Baker back into the ball game. Here comes Michaela Walker back in for the Buffaloes. And playing things in Adams Central back here will be Bostock, and now head coach Tim Marker wants to call a timeout as Gibbon came out here and was going to pressure in backcourt. So 5:32 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Adams Central 44, Gibbon 25.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tomorrow night on The Breeze, we've got Kearney and Hastings from the Tiger Gym. Their time at 5:45. Girls game will be at 6 with the boys to follow at 7:45. Kearney High and Hastings High tomorrow night on The Breeze. 44-25, Adams Central the lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes here in the Luplant Conference Tournament. There's Anna Queen. Her shot from 15 won't go. Raider had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up here by Kate Baker. Baker has got the ball for Gibbon coming back the other way. On the dribble as they get it over there to Melissa Baker. Melissa comes out here to the top of the key to Van Meter. She drives it down the lane. Her shot is going to be up there. It's no good. Rebound, Anna Queen. She goes on the dribble to the far sideline, and it's tipped out of her hands out of bounds. So Queen will stay put. She will inbound the ball back here in backcourt for the Patriots as Gibbon will apply some pressure back here. Anna Queen will get things in on the dribble. It's going to be Gotch, and she's going to be fouled into play. A personal foul going to be called on Macy Milks out of Gibbon. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Buffalo, so a non-shooting situation here. Adams Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Cheyenne Gotch looking to play it in. Does to Bostock. She's wide open, and her shot is up and in. Carly Bostock scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And it's now 46-25. Adams Central leading by 19 points. They've led by as many as 21 in this ball game. We're under 5 minutes to go in the basketball game. Gibbon again having problems with it out here. Melissa Baker has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. So the Buffaloes will play things in on the far sideline. These two teams probably going to be matched up in the opening round of the sub-district tournament as well in a couple of weeks. They'll be playing their sub-district tourney at Hastings College this year, along with Hastings Saints SA and Kearney Catholic. It'll be a tough one. Minden also included on that sub-district. There's a shot from deep in the left corner by Baker. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gotch of Adams Central. So the Patriots have the ball. Gotch down the far side. Then the ball tipped away again from Anna Queen. Ball's going to be recovered here by Baker. Gets the ball down the lane to Van Meter. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound is by Melissa Baker of Gibbon. So they keep the ball alive. Out here to Kate Baker. Now to Melissa Baker. Out to Kate Baker for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Walker goes chasing after it there for Gibbon, but can't come up with it. And Adams Central inbound the ball here in backcourt. Patriots leading by a score of 46-25. Second time today they've been out on top by 21 points. And now we got a five-second violation called here on AC, unable to get the ball in. Probably Bostock was triggering things in and unable to get her inbounded. So that's 18 turnovers in Adams Central. Gibbon will play things in. Way out on top. They get it to Van Meter. Her shot is up there. It's good. A two-pointer. She was just inside the three-point line there. She banks one home from the just inside the top of the key there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. She leads the Buffaloes in scoring here tonight. 46-27. Adams Central leading by 19. Under 4 minutes to play here in this one. Anna Queen out here in the three-point territory. Drives it down the lane to the goal. She goes and her shot is up and in. Anna Queen scores there for AC. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Inbounds pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. It came to the near side, and it goes out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. Macy Milks couldn't control her there for Gibbon. The Buffaloes turn it over for the 16th time tonight. They've got 27 points on the board. 48-27. The Patriots, again, match their biggest lead of the ball game at 21 points. Yacht has got the ball now for Adams Central. Spinning at the top of the key. Comes over here to a Brittany Wiseman at the top of the circle. Brittany hands it away to Gotch over there on the wing on the right side. Cheyenne Gotch backs around out of there. Looks to the clock. We're down to 3:20 to play here in this fourth quarter. Gotch gets away, dribbles down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hacked on the arm. A foul is going to be called here on Melissa Baker of Gibbon. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 5 of the Buffaloes. That's going to send Gotch to the free throw line now for the Patriots. She's got 16 points in the ball game. She had 12 in the first half. Gotch is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. 51% foul shooter on the season. She'll have 2 shots here as she was mauled in the act of shooting. Her first shot is up there. It's good. She'll get one more. Gotch now with 17. It's now 49-27. Patriots leading by 22 points with 3:17 to play. So it appears that Adams Central is going to break their 6-game losing streak here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Gotch. Offensive rebound. Niemeyer, she banks one home. Sydney Niemeyer had position on the left side of the lane. Came right down to her, and she puts it down through the hole. She's now got 9 points, and the Patriots lead by a score of 51-27. 3 minutes and some change left here. Here's a shot taken by Godperson. That's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around on the baseline. Finally, a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Buffalo, so stay right here as Gibbon will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Taylor Godperson will inbound behind a triple screen set up at the free throw line. There's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Micah Stahl. Rebound comes down to Gibbon, but tied up on the play there. It was Hannah Cutterback who's into the ball game for the first time. She is tied up on the play. So Adams Central will come back the other direction with 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the ball game, 51-27. Adams Central going to win their fourth ball game of the season here tonight, the second one of the year against this Gibbon team. Here's Shook with the ball now for Adams Central. Comes out in 3-point territory to Niemeyer. Her pass down the right side of the lane is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it down to a Jamie Gilbert, and the ball knocked out of bounds. In the ball game now for Adams Central, we're going to see Sarah Allen. Sarah Allen, a 5'6" sophomore, comes into the ball game now for Cheyenne Gotch. So Gotch is going to be done for the night. She's going to leave with 17 points. Shook will inbound the ball down to Allen in the corner. Her shot's going to be off of the backboard, and it's going to be out of bounds. So Allen comes in there and launches one up from the deep right corner. It hits the side of the glass and out of bounds. It's going to be Gibbon ball as they come back into their offensive zone on the wing on the left side to Godperson, picked up out there by Shook of Adams Central. Godperson moves it down in the corner on the dribble. Here's an entry pass. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Kastner. Now the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. A pileup down here out on the baseline. 3 players hit the deck. Ball goes trickling over the end line, and Adams Central playing things in. Coming up, we've got the Vons Printers post-game show here on the Breeze, and then we'll get out of here for the night. Play-in game, the Luplat Conference Tournament. Winding down with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Adams Central leading by the score of 51-27. Now we got a double dribble out here in 3-point territory on Shook. Adams Central is going to have to play much better than this tomorrow night to stay with the number 2-seeded Ravenna Blue Jays. That'll be a 6:15 start in Ravenna. The Adams Central boys tomorrow will open up the Luplat Conference Tournament here at home. They'll play the winner of tonight's game going on in Gibbon between the Buffaloes and Centura. We'll have that ball game for you tomorrow night on 12:30 a.m. KHIS. It'll be Kearney at Hastings High tomorrow night. Here on the Breeze, beginning at 5:45 from the jungle up at Hastings High. Gibbon has got the ball. There's a feed underneath the basket, and his shot is up and in. That's Harley Brown scoring. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. 51-29 is the score now. Adams Central the lead. Patriots have the ball. Brianna Shook out here in three-point territory. Drives it. Ball poked away. It's picked up out here near the 10-second line by Jamie Gilbert. Now to Shook again. Brianna Shook dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gibbons still in their man-to-man defense. Not much pressure out here, though. There's a Sarah Allen with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Out to a Bostock again. About 25 feet away from the basket. Comes to the left side of the lane. The Wiseman dribbles inside the free throw line. Now has her pocket picked. Running back the other way is going to be Brown for Gibbons. She drives it, and the ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds from behind. That's Jamie Gilbert getting back there defensively for Adams Central and knocked the ball loose. So Gibbons will play things in with a minute and 17 seconds to play. Brown for three. Her shot is up there and in. Holly Brown's nailed a three and a two here in the past couple of minutes. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and the Buffaloes now trail by a score of 51-32. There's a Wiseman, dribbles to the elbow left side after Sarah Allen. Back to Wiseman. Little contact there, but no foul called. There's a Schick with the ball on the wing on the right side. Brianna Schick, cross-court pass, comes to the near side to Allen. Back out to the top of the circle. Carly Bostock gives it up now to Gilbert. She's called for the traveling violation. Jamie Gilbert whistled for the steps. Turnover number 21 on Adams Central here in the ballgame. 49 seconds to play in the ballgame. 51-32. Adams Central is leading, and they will move on into the opening round of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament tomorrow night against the Ravenna Blue Jays. There's the ball tipped out of the hands of Micah Stahl down here in the baseline. So the Buffaloes will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Looking to play it in will be Stahl. And her pass right side of the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shook as she drives the length of the floor, and she's going to be fouled in the play. So Gibbon turns it away. Brianna Schick goes coast to coast there. And finally she is nailed in the play back the other way by Michaela Walker of Gibbon. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number six in the Buffaloes, but this will be a shooting situation. Brianna Schick will go to the line here for AC. She's got three field goals and 6 points in the ball game. 25% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Schick will have one more, averaging 1.8 points per ball game. Adams Central going to improve to 4-14 after this one tonight. The Buffaloes will drop to 2-17. Next shot is up there by Shook. It's up and in, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shook has now got 7 points in the ballgame, 52-32. Patriots leading by 20 points. Stahl has got the ball inside the free throw circle, gives it up now to Walker, cranks up the three ball, a shot good. Michaela Walker throws up a three there for the Buffaloes. That's her first field goal of the ballgame. 52-35 with 18 seconds to play. Brianna Shook on the dribble now for Adams Central. Brings it into the offensive zone with a feed over here to Wiseman. Wiseman dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Gets it back out to Shook. Now on the wing on the left side to Jamie Gilbert. Entry pass deflected away from Sarah Allen. Picked up by Walker. And Walker throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And that is the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots will move on in to the opening round of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament tomorrow night against the Ravenna Blue Jays. That ball game will go at 6:15 tomorrow night in Ravenna. Adams Central knocks off the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight. In girls high school basketball, the final score, Gibbon 52, actually Adams Central 52, Gibbon 35. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sportsman says it's time for change. Change in your pocket, in your car, or in your couch. All you need is a penny to get your first beer every Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 at Sportsman's. Want a tub of beer? Okay, that won't take much change either. How about 10 bucks a tub every Wednesday and Thursday night from 4 until 7 at Sportsman's? So make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and make a change and get some change with penny beers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central wins it here tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 52-35. The Patriots led it from the opening tap here tonight. They got a couple of free throws to start off the ball game, led 2-0, led 4-0 before the Buffaloes finally got something to go down to make it a 4-2 contest early in the ball game. Adams Central led 9-4 at the end of the first quarter, stretched the lead to 27-13 by halftime. Led 40-23 after three, and the Patriots go on to win by a score of 52-35 over the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight. So Adams Central breaks their six-game losing streak. They go to 4 wins and 14 losses on the season. They will get ready for the Ravenna Blue Jays tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Gibbon Buffaloes drop to 2 wins and 17 losses on the year as Gibbon is ousted out of the Blue Plant Conference tournament for this season. And now Gibbon will move on. They'll get ready to take on Cozad in their next ball game. It's going to be on February the 7th out in Cozad, and they'll finish up their season with a ball game against Fillmore Central. So the Gibbon Buffaloes with 2 regular season games left at Cozad and Fillmore Central before they start sub-district play in about 10 days or so. So Adams Central wins it here over the Gibbon Buffaloes in the play-in game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament by a score of 52-35. You're listening to the Vons Printers post-game show here tonight on The Breeze. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central wins it here tonight in girls high school basketball by a final score of 52-35. You're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight as we check the scoring for Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch led the way for AC tonight. She hit 2 3-pointers, had 6 2-point field goals, and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She scored 17 points in the ballgame. 12 of those were in the first half of play, so a good performance by Gotch. She scored 12 points the last time these two teams played. Came back with 17 here tonight. She leads the way. Game-high honors here tonight for Cheyenne Gotch. She was the only Patriot to reach double figures tonight. Sydney Niemeyer had 9 points in the ball game. She actually knocked down a trade tonight, hit 3 2-point field goals, and was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Adams Central, Brianna Shook, had 7 points in the ball game. She had 3 field goals and was 1 out of 2 from the line. 5 points for Kaylee Rader on a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. Emily Boniface hit a 3, and she's also 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. She had 4 points in the ball game. 2 points for Carly Bostock on a field goal. 2 points for Brittany Wiseman on a field goal, and Anna Queen had a couple of free throws, and she also had a field goal for 2 points in the ball game here tonight. Adams Central turned the ball over 21 times in this ball game, it scores the 52 points against the Buffaloes. Gibbon was led tonight by Emma Van Meter. She ends up with 8 points on 4 field goals. Holly Brown had 7 points, a couple of field goals, and also hit a 3-pointer. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Other scores for the Buffaloes, Taylor Gopperson held to just 4 points tonight on a couple of field goals. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line, had 2 in the first half and 2 in the second half. Ashley Kastner had a couple of field goals. She was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Melissa Baker had a 3-pointer tonight for her only score in the ball game. Nicole Treadway was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She had 3 points. Michaela Walker hit a late 3-pointer for her only points in the ball game. And then Leah Danielson had a field goal for 2. Again, the Adams Central Patriots win it tonight in girls high school basketball over Gibbon by a score of 52-35. We'll have more after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Adams Central wins it tonight. Final score of 52-35. Gibbon was 3 out of 8 from the free throw line here tonight. The Adams Central Patriots finished 7 out of 13, but the Patriots with this baby from the opening tap, 9-4 after the first quarter, 27-13 at halftime. They lead after three quarters by a score of 40-23, and they win it tonight by a score of 52-35. Over Gibbon, as we spend a couple of minutes here on the postgame show, the Vaughn's Printers postgame show with Tim Walker, head coach for Adams Central. And, Coach, you're off of the schneid, so to speak. You break your losing streak. Just getting back to the win column, it's going to feel good, huh?
Yeah, it really does, you know, and it gives the girls a lot of momentum and you know, some confidence in their ability to score and play defense and those things. So it's big, you know, and then you get in the conference play and you win a game, you get to play the next one, so.
And that next one is going to be tomorrow night against the Revenna Blue Jays. We'll talk about the Jays in just a second. But Cheyenne Gotch, great performance for you tonight, 17 points, including 12 in the first half.
Yeah, she did a great job for us, and she usually does. You know, that's one of those situations where sometimes teams try to take something away or whatever, and she's developed that ability to find other ways to score, and her teammates are figuring that out a little bit more. And you know, when we get a little bit of team confidence and can pick up some extra points from other players, and had some players feeling better than they have in a while tonight, so they were able to go hard, and that was big for us.
You still turn the ball over way too many times in the ball game tonight. We had you with 21, but a win is a win, huh?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've got to really be careful of. As you get deeper into the tournament, the teams get better, and they'll take advantage of that. And we had that little bit of a lull coming out in the third quarter where we had 3-4 turnovers in a row. And, you know, against a team that can really score, sometimes that can make, you know, 6-8-point run against you and be tough to overcome. So we've got to make sure that we're careful with the ball and we don't have those situations and really try to avoid any of those runs in that way.
Coach, talk about the defense on your opponents here tonight. They did a fairly decent job on Buffaloes.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we had concentrated on is, you know, one of the nice things was that finally somebody that wasn't bigger than us, and so it was easier on the matchup side. And our post did a good job. They've battled a lot of big posts throughout the time, and so they look forward to an opportunity where they were facing some people that were, you know, they weren't giving up 6-7 inches to or however much inside, and so they did a good job in there, and our guards were able to get out and pressure people more and didn't have to worry about doubling down and helping quite so much. So it was a great effort from our girls out there, and they played with a lot of energy.
You move on now to the opening round, so to speak, of the Luke-Lack Conference basketball tournament. You get Ravenna, a team that is the number 2 seed in the tournament. We're just looking down. You haven't played the Jays so far this season, but know a little bit about them.
Oh, yeah. We trade a lot of tapes and stuff back and forth with Coach Tover, just kind of the way that things work out. And, you know, they have a style that they've played for many years where they have good three-point shooters and they have girls that can drive to the basket, and they get out and play pressure defense, play, you know, full-length court up in your face, make you handle the ball, make you make good passes. And, you know, they're just a really smart team and a really aggressive team. They're used to winning. They have a lot of confidence. And so, you know, they're just a good team year in and year out. You know, it's another team that we match up with better than some of the other teams in the conference. So, you know, our girls are looking ahead to that. And, we get out and get off to a good start. Hopefully it'll be a good game.
Okay, good luck tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Yep, that's Tim Walker, the head coach for Adams Central. As the Patriots win it tonight, they break their 6-game losing streak, and they'll get ready for the Ravenna Blue Jays tomorrow night. That will go at 6:15 tomorrow in Ravenna. The Adams Central boys, they will be at home tomorrow night to take on either Gibbon or Centura. That ball game is going on tonight in Gibbon, their play-in game. So Adams Central, the number 2 seed on the boys' side, will have a home game tomorrow at 7. That's the ball game you'll be able to hear tomorrow night on 12:30 a.m. KHIS. here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tomorrow night we'll have Kearney High and Hastings High. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader from the jungle up at Hastings High. Airtime will be at 5:45. Girls' game will go at 6, with a boys' game at 7:45. We'll have complete play-by-play coverage here on the Breeze. Again, thanks to our Gibbons sponsors who helped us out on the broadcast tonight, Sportsman Restaurant, also Exchange Bank out of Gibbon, Foster Family Foods of Gibbon, and by Clevenger's, and by the Sportscasters Club for the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Again, basketball coming up tomorrow. And again, the final score in this one, Adams Central wins it 52-35 over the Gibbon Buffaloes. For my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.